Girly Whirlies, hello and welcome back to the Girly Whirly Show. Thank you so much for being here. You know how much I love you. It feels like we're on a little FaceTime. This is our Just Us Girls. Sambo will be back on next week. And this week it's just you and me again. I love this time. I obviously love sitting down with Sambo on the podcast, but I love just you and me. It feels like we're on FaceTime, even though obviously there's no one replying to me as I say these things. And as I ask, how are you? No one's actually replying to me right now. But, you know, you can always DM me and it feels like we're FaceTiming while you listen. I always want to know how you are and I hope you're doing well. It's very autumnal right now. So obviously we're back. I'm recording in the apartment. We've actually never recorded in this apartment. When I first started the podcast, I used to record in the apartment, but the sound, like, it was just low level of equipment quality and tech issues. And it was just, it was very much giving someone's first attempt at a podcast. But this time, you know, our equipment's very fun. If you listened to last week, me and Sam, we've been playing with our little sound effects. But as I'm speaking to you now, I'm looking out the window. It's been lashing rain. I love it though, girls. I have to admit, I do love the rain. Now, when it comes to January, I will be giving out. When it comes to next month, I'll be giving out. But I do just love the first few rainy days. If you're at home, not if you get out stuck in it, that's shit. No one wants that. You come home sopping wet, got your hair done, ruined by the rain, you know, I get it. But when you're able to sit at home and enjoy it and put the candles on, put the TV on, light some candles, put your blankie on. Our apartment's starting to get cold now, but I'm a little bit nervous to play around with the heating system because I don't know how it works. So hot water bottle on my lap. I'm obsessed with hot water bottles. I actually want to get like a long one. I need a long one in my life. I also need a dog in my life. Straight from hot water bottle to dogs. I dog sat my best friend's dog, Dora. I was minding Dora. Oh my God, she's the cutest girl in the world. She's a little dash hound. And I miss having a dog so much in my life. It's just, I think we're away too much. I think we travel too much. But then like my mum would basically like co-own as well. And Sam's parents would look after her too. I've already decided it's a her. I have a name for her. Because my gals know, before I was online, Tammy was the queen of the world. She was my dog, 15 years old. She was the size of, honestly, a spoon. Like, she was tiny. Like, a water bottle doesn't even really do justice. Like, she was a spoon. Like, she's tiny. She was tiny. And I always wanted Tammy and Taffy. So anyway, manifesting Taffy into my life. How did we even get there? I'm sorry. I guess it's my autumnal blues. I love autumn and I'm loving it. But the one thing I'm really missing is a dog to cuddle up with on the couch and be all cozy with, you know. I'm actually flying to Amsterdam. I'm so excited. It's a quick in and out though. I don't know, like, will I see much? Like, I'd love a few days in Amsterdam. I haven't been to Amsterdam since pre-COVID and it was fun, but like I'm dying to shoot again. Then I'm gonna be in London. Then I have a friend's wedding. Yeah, this week's kind of fun and busy, so I'll be chatting to you. Oh my God, okay, myself and Sam will be talking to you. That will be recorded before the wedding, but then we'll catch up to you about the wedding. So we're very excited about it. It's going to be very fun. It's just going to be a good time. My outfit, I've bought 100 different dresses. I am thinking I'm going to wear pink, which I know it's not very autumnal, but I'm hoping to match it with like chocolate brown accessories, which hopefully arrive as well. I'm all over the place. My problem is if I order something too far in advance, I'm bored of it. I'm sick of it. I want something new. And I kept doing that. And yeah, it's my toxic trait. I know, I understand. And of course, thank you so much, Naked Fashion, for sponsoring the podcast. My favorite sponsor ever. I just love Naked Fashion so much. I went a little bit wild yesterday. Josephine HJ, I'm obsessed with her. She just had a line come out of like all her OG best pieces that she's ever done with Naked. And they, oh my God, I didn't buy every single piece, but like I almost was tempted. But I got like a gorgeous suede coat, a trench coat. I can't wait for them to arrive. You actually have to have a look at it, girls. It's just so good. It's the Josephine HJ collection. I will link the website for Naked for you below, and I'll put down any codes for you, any sales for you info down below in the description. I'm obsessed. I'm so excited for that parcel to arrive. Suede is it, okay? I'm suede obsessed. And you know me, when I get a little bit obsessed with something, I have to go all out and I go overboard and I get something in every color and every style and every type of it, but I love it. So I can't wait for that suede coat to arrive. And you'll see it on my Insta. And love you, Naked. Thank you so much. So in our first episode back on this season, I was telling you how I actually don't even know if I went into it that much because 30 minutes isn't enough. I could go on for hours, but we got to, you know, I don't want to bore you. But I've realized over the past few months that I was, you know what? I realized I was in fight or flight. I was in constant fight or flight. I always used to be like, I'm not stressed. I'm not stressed. Like, honestly, my whole life, I'm not stressed because I'm like, I'm not like a CEO of KPMG. I'm not stressed. Like, you know, I just thought you had to be way, like, I just always thought stress, nah, stress is for the people that work night and day. Like, my mum works nights, she's stressed. I don't work nights. I'm not a nurse. Nurses are fucking stressed. I'm not a nurse. I think I was always just like, I don't have the job that allows you to complain about being stressed. Does that make sense? Even like, I mean, even when I was in retail, when I was receptionist, like all these kind of things, I guess, okay, what it comes down to is I never thought I was important enough to be stressed. Okay. That actually just, yeah, that's it. Okay. That's to put it out there, put it plainly, because we know I have always talked about how poorly I talk to myself and I'm always trying to fix it. And that's what I've realized is I never thought I was important enough to be stressed. I never wanted to say, ugh, I'm so stressed. Like, to be honest, I fucking hate those people that are like, I'm so busy. Absolutely, tell me you're busy. Like, tell me you're busy. Love to hear it. But you know, the people that are just like, they're making you feel shitty and they're kind of just spoofing anyway. You know that kind of way? Don't be afraid to tell me you're busy. I love hearing that people are busy. But you know what I mean. I know that you know the type of tone and condescending. You know what I mean. So I realized I was never someone that's going to be like, I'm so stressed. I never allowed myself to even believe that I could be stressed. I was like, I'm not good enough at anything to be a stressed person. That's so bad. But it's just, I honestly, that's just the truth. Until this year, big buzzword on TikTok is cortisol. And I want to talk about cortisol. I am not a doctor. I am not a psychologist. Wanted to be, tried to be, didn't get the points. Moving on, okay? We won't get hung up on that today. I don't have any qualifications in talking about cortisol, but I do want to discuss it in what I have learned about it, because it's all over TikTok and it's a load of it, a big fat scam, and people are trying to sell you supplements and drinks based on the buzzword cortisol. Yes, absolutely. But I do want to talk about cortisol because I finally realized this year, oh my God, I do think that's what it's been. And then I first realized that months ago, and it's only now that I'm like, oh my God, I think I've cracked it. I think I understand it. Cortisol, basically stress hormone. Basically, we need it for survival. Like, you don't want none of it. It's for survival. People say too much cortisol is obviously, yeah, that's not going to be good for our bodies. People say all over TikTok is cortisol face, cortisol belly, and then lots of other things. Obviously, mainly stress. You're always in fight or flight. All this kind of stuff, all these bad effects. Stuff to do with weight gain, et cetera, where you hold weight, et cetera, et cetera. Again, I'm saying et cetera, because I don't want this to be a big, long Harvard essay on cortisol. You guys can look it up on TikTok if you like, but also take it with a pinch of salt, because I don't love people on TikTok using kind of health scares and buzzwords. But in fairness, this whole cortisol thing, it kind of rang true for me. It kind of was a big bell that went off in my head. I was like, okay, it's giving me, I 100%, okay. In fairness, I have a round face. I've always had chubby cheeks. But there was definitely a period in time that for a long time, looking back, I was like, I've had cortisol. I think I've had cortisol face for so much longer than I just thought I had a puffy face. Like, I have a heart-shaped face. I have chubby cheeks. Okay, so it's easy to be like, well, I must have cortisol face because I just do have like that fuller cheeks anyway. But what I realized was I've looked back on pictures and I'm like, I 100%, and I can pinpoint the time, like what I was going through at the time. And I'm like, I was so puffy. My eyes were like they were disappearing. Like, they were smaller because my under eyes were so puffy. I am convinced cortisol face is a real thing. And I've definitely had it. I'll have it again. Like, you know, it's one of these things you go in and out of. You can also just have a puffy face from being dehydrated, or you had a bad sleep, or you drank too much alcohol. Okay, it's not always going to be cortisol. But I just realized when I just looked into cortisol, I was like, oh my effing God, that's exactly how I've been living. I would have a coffee and an empty stomach in the morning. That's apparently not good for it. I don't think that's good for anybody, that because it's not good for your health. I don't know a huge amount about gut health. What I do like to do for my gut health, but I need to get better at it, is I love the Shreddy Super Greens drink. I love the Femme Fuels gut balance drink. So that's the best I try to do with that. I'm a picky eater, so I'm not great. I know like all these gut foods, I'm sure like avocado and like all these good things. I'm not really a foodie in that sense. I don't eat poorly, but I also don't eat all these superfoods. Maybe an acai bowl. Perfect. Is that good for your gut health? I could have made that up. I do like an acai bowl. But you know what I mean? I'm not the picture of superfood, veggies, whole greens girl. But I've also tried to cut down processed food because that's another thing. All these things apparently lead back to cortisol. Also, girlies, as I speak about this, I don't want to make anyone else believe that this is, everyone's body is so different. People have PCOS, people have endometriosis. Women, we are going through it, okay? There's so many different fucking things that we could be going through. But I've just realized I'm pretty damn sure for me, it is cortisol. And it was actually my therapist that like made me hone in on that. Like I just told her all these things and she was like, it's giving cortisol. And I was like, girl, I saw that on TikTok and I didn't want to believe it. And she was like, well, you don't have to believe it, but I don't know, maybe it is. There's a saliva test you can do for it. I haven't done that. My doctor actually wouldn't test my bloods for it, which I was kind of like, girl, what, can we not, is that not easy peasy? Like, I don't know. I was kind of just told, no, we're not going to do that. And I was like, okay. But now that I feel like it's lowered, I would like to get it checked. Because I'm convinced once upon a time it would have been very high. And then if I feel like it's high again, I can get that checked. Also, cortisol does go up and down like naturally. But I just mean if it's too high, you know, that's what I kind of want to know. It's what I want to get checked for. So I want to chat through some of the things that are recommended for lowering your high cortisol. And things that I was actually already doing. I didn't think it was due to cortisol. I just started implementing these things because I didn't like how I was living anymore. Like this fight or flight feeling all the time. My shoulders were around my ears. Like I was always tense. I was always in a rush. Like I still kind of do that, but I was always very frantic. Like everything was up to 90. Like everything was level 1000. I'd be driving really fast. I'd be walking really fast. Don't speed. But you know what I mean? I was just, everything was get it done now. Like it was literal fight or flight. And mentally, I was just fighting with myself. I was being horrible to myself. And so before I even thought anything to do with cortisol, I did start doing some of these things. Big fat two main ones that I absolutely love and will talk about forever because they really, as soon as I put them into my routine, they just made me feel so much better, is your morning walks, morning sunlight. We're in Ireland, it's not necessarily sunny, but get your morning walk, your morning fresh air. I will go on my little like 20-minute walk to my local coffee shop. Yes, okay, I actually should start getting decaf. It's not great that I do typically do my walk before my breakfast, get my coffee, but then I'll typically come home and have my breakfast with my coffee. But I used to kind of be drinking on an empty stomach and then I realized, okay, that's not great. I shouldn't be doing that. But also girls, one step at a time. Okay, we're all trying our best. Okay, for me, I was like, if the coffee shop gets me up and out for my walk, that's one step. So fucking what for now? If I'm drinking coffee on an empty stomach, I'm going to deal with that. I'll deal with that. But just right now, let me get into my regime of getting my morning walk in and then I'll deal with the coffee. Okay, I'll become a decaf queen. Maybe that's what I'll do. But my morning walks, morning fresh air, and if you will, morning sunlight, if you live in a much sunnier place. Just daylight in general, though, it's so important to wake up and just get fresh air. I know, oh my God, we're going to the daunting mornings of darkness. See, I know I go on and on about loving autumn winter, but yeah, the daylight hours is probably the most depressing part. Where is it in the world that it's always dark for a certain amount of time? Is that Iceland or Greenland? Okay, crazy. I just looked it up. Svalbard. I hope I'm butchering that. I'm sorry. In the North Pole, it's dark there for 2 months. I'm sorry, I would lose my goddamn mind. But I just found a woman on TikTok that was like, it's so cozy and I love it so much. And I'm like, good for you. Love that for you. But that to me, I think would send me spiraling. Imagine never having no daylight for 2 months. And life goes on. They function, they live life. That's fascinating and wild and kind of, honestly, a worst nightmare of mine. But good for them. Good for them. But okay, not to compare us to them because that's horrendous. But in what months? December, January, February, yeah, we're gonna be down in the daylight hours, and that is it's devastating. It's a hard time. Okay, so yes, hold it against me when I was all like, woo, autumn, winter, and then I'm giving out about the darkness. You can do that. You can give out. You can remind me. You can. I don't mind, because I get it. I hold my hands up. Okay, I don't love that time, but we will get through it together. Okay, but what I'm saying is, when that does come, we'll prepare ourselves for our still getting our morning walks in. But maybe, like, if you're working from home or in an office or wherever you are, maybe then when the daylight actually is out, you still get your daylight walk too. But because of my morning walks, so getting your morning sunlight slash daylight slash, let's just call it fresh air, it means you're going to be walking. Which leads us to my second favorite thing that I've implemented, which is low impact exercise, which is Pilates and walking. Pilates is my favorite thing in the world. I never dread a Pilates class. I never want to miss a Pilates class. I absolutely miss them and I have to bail and I feel terrible about it. But sometimes that happens and it's very annoying, because then you do kind of lose a bit of money. But anyway, try your best not to have to cancel a Pilates class. But Pilates is a low impact. Like, I never feel like, ugh, about it. I never feel like I have to drag myself there. It's just such an enjoyable in and out. Because I think what's so good about it is you're doing your breath work and your stretches while exercising. A few years ago, I used to be mad for the gym. Like, 6 days a week, I would go hell for leather. But that was also when I was just like so, so hard on myself and so mean to myself. So I was more so like trying to hate my body into changing and loving my body, which we've discussed here, that doesn't work. But I kind of was going so ham because I hated my body, not because I loved my body and was trying to like now I go to Pilates because I'm like, I'm giving love to my body. I want to strengthen my body. But back when I've been in a phase of like just going hell for leather, it was more so I hate my body, so aggressively exercise the fuck out of it. Do you know what I mean? Which, talk about fight or flight, talk about cortisol. I'd say my cortisol was through the roof. I just don't think I'm a weights hit girly. I enjoyed it back in the day, but it's just not really my vibe anymore. Maybe that's just me looking for an excuse to not do aggressive exercise anymore. But I just much prefer Pilates. And I remember I've probably been doing Pilates like very consistently for like a year now. I'd say I started at this time last year, maybe a year and a half. I wouldn't say 2 years, but I'd say a year and a half, a year. But I remember at the beginning, people were like, it'll totally change your body shape. And I was like, I don't even want to hear that, because I don't want to be looking for that. I don't want to be like seeking that and then checking my body all the time to see if anything's changed. Okay, so I never set out for that or to see that. But I will say, after a year, I'm like, oh my God, I do think my body has changed. I feel like parts of my body look different to how they used to. I feel like maybe I store fat in a different way. I don't know, but that also comes down to cortisol too. Like, I don't know. I personally, we all know this. How many times have I talked about me just growing up like hating my belly? And I'm like, oh my God, maybe it's been a cortisol belly my whole life. I don't know. But I do just feel like Pilates has helped maybe in my legs, in my arms. It's definitely, I've just been looking back on pictures and stuff when thinking of this cortisol and prepping for this episode. I just kind of wanted to like see like, okay, like, yeah, like, is this really down to cortisol? And I do believe that before Pilates, my body shape was a little bit different. Like, only I would notice it, but I actually think it's true that it changes. It can slightly change your body shape. And I do think it did. So that's like my two things that I implemented, not thinking they were to do with cortisol, but just in living and leading a happy life in general, which you don't need these things. They're not to do with cortisol. They're just to do with like actual looking after your brain and your mental health and getting your fresh air. Also with that, like Pilates is your breathing. I was ignoring my breathing for so long until therapy. I didn't realize how important breathing is. Let's all take a breath. In therapy, I do 11 seconds in, 7 seconds out. It feels really long, but like if you can't make 11 seconds, it's fine. Maybe we won't do that right now. I just want everyone to do a deep 5 and an out 5, okay? 1, 2, 3. Actually, I'm going to count you in, okay? Ready? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Hold and release for 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Girls, in another life, I was a breathing instructor. I was a Pilates instructor. I'm going to take a deep breath now for myself. Like, we all forget to breathe because our body's already obviously doing it. So our body is doing it on automatic. But what you don't realize is when you actually tune into your breathing and are like, hold on, let me actually breathe the way I want to breathe. And like, let's get loads of air pumped into my lungs real quick and let's release it all out. Oh my God, it makes my whole body relax. My shoulders will relax immediately. Now, you should be doing it for like a consistent, like 20 minutes ideally is like how you like reset and recenter, like, I guess the nervous system, I'm going to say. So it's really good to sit and do your breathing. But that's why Pilates is amazing, because they're always making you practice your breathing and you're focusing on your breathing while you're doing your exercises, which is amazing. But breathing is just something so simple that I was ignoring for so long. And as much as I can remember, I will be checking in on my breathing daily. I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to sit here and pretend like, oh, I lay down every morning for 20 minutes and do my breath work. Like, I'm not this queen meditator. I should do it more. I do love meditation, but I don't really do it that much. But as even in the car, like, do a thing that, like, when you first get into the car, do your breathing. Like, try and signal a time like that connects. So like, you just set aside that time, drying your hair, straightening your hair, you're doing your breathing, doing your makeup, focus on your breathing. Like, try and link your breathing to something that you do every day and try and focus on it just to get it into your life, because I swear to God it helps. I know it sounds so stupid, and I remember I used to be like, fuck's sake, like, we all breathe, like, what is breathing gonna do? But oh my God, it's life changing. I also fucking love a cold plunge in the gym I go to, which I'm gonna be honest, haven't been in a while. And I'm actually not beating myself up for it. I'm obsessed with Pilates, but I haven't really been to the gym in a while. But when I am in my gym, when I am like in the routine, oh my God, I love the cold plunge. And that is amazing for practicing your breathing too. Even just like, you know, get yourself up to a minute, but just start with a few seconds. Sea swimming, I was getting into sea swimming during the summer, but then this weather, gotta be honest, girls, you're not really gonna find me sea swimming. The sand will freak me out. It's gonna be way too cold. I actually, though, that's why I like a cold plunge, because I love the feeling of being in the cold. But the thing about sea swimming is I don't really enjoy being on the beach in the cold. I want to be in the cold water, but then the getting out and then... you know what I mean? I know you know what I mean. Another one is a high protein breakfast. I do definitely see the benefits of that. And I also definitely see the benefits in that and just like how I feel in my body. I also, though, like, I feel like I don't know, after summer, I think autumn just makes me feel, how many times do I say it? Drink every time. Drink your chai latte every time I say I love autumn. But I do think a big thing to do with it is because I feel like I can finally shut up my inner critic about my body. I feel like approaching summer and in summer, my inner critic is just on one and I really can't shut it up. And like, it because you're going to be in a bikini next week. You're gonna, like, you know, like, I don't know. It's just been in my brain since the get-go is I used to really dread summer, which I used to hate summer. I've fixed that. I love summer. Do I prefer autumn? Yes, but I do adore summer. I've grown to love summer because I only hated it because of all my insecurities and how I would speak to myself. And I just knew I was going to be down bad and not enjoying it. But I do think autumn, I do think I absolutely love autumn because I actually do think that's when I'm nicer on myself. And maybe that's very much a universal thing. I think a lot of people would get that. Like, I know a lot of people dread autumn because they hate the cold and everything, but I do think it's a very Irish UK thing to actually enjoy this time of year. And maybe it's because are we nicer to ourselves? Like, you know, I feel like I'm even enjoying food that bit more, and I'm always making sure I'm enjoying food. But I just feel like, you know, sometimes you might feel bad about something, or you might fall out of your usual regime, so you might feel bad about not being on your high protein breakfast, or you haven't eaten a good meal, da 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 da. Which, guys, I'm always trying to promote here, is we're just kind to ourselves. And I think it's so important that, like, if you did, like, you know, lose concentration or commitment to, like, whatever journey you're on, that's okay. And like, you don't have to look a certain way. Fuel your body. It's so important that you're fueling your body. Enjoy food. You deserve to enjoy food. And I just get it if you struggle with any of that kind of stuff. I just so get it. And I think maybe autumn is when I'm kinder to myself. So maybe that's why I enjoy it more. And I'm back in my jumpers and I don't feel so self-conscious. And that is something I'm always going to work on. I'm approaching next summer. I'm going to be focused on that again. I was focused on it this year and I'll focus on it again to be more comfortable in my own skin and whatever, not thinking, are my arms showing, is my tummy showing, is my the back of my leg showing, da da da. It doesn't fucking matter. And I've come a long way, but I'm still on that way. I feel like you're always kind of trying to make it better, and always, everything can always get better and stronger. You're never really done with the self-love journey. You can always be improving. But sorry that I kind of went on a ramble there, but I do just think that's why I love this time of year, is I can give myself a bit of a break and I'm just nicer to myself. And yeah, I think, I don't know, I think autumn is just a natural click for me. But I do just feel like something this year, something the past month even, I just feel like something has clicked for me. I just feel like all the work I've been doing has finally started making sense. Like the lows, the rock bottoms, it all starts, it's making sense. Okay, girls, it's starting to make sense to me and everything's clicking. And now, I don't know, I just feel like my moods are improved. I don't feel like I'm getting really down, bad, hard on myself. I just feel like something has kind of changed this time around, and I just hope to maintain that. So I'm really trying to like stay on top of it. I'm journaling and like, especially talking to you girls, I feel like it makes me consistent in understanding my mood. Like I'll know, okay, the past 2 weeks I've been doing great. Therapy is amazing for that too. Like, so at the minute I'm going to therapy every 2 weeks. So the last few times we've gone, I've been like, this has been consistent. Like, whereas previously I'd go and feel good and we'd be on the move and I'd be doing good. And then the next week I'm like, never mind. I'm back in rock bottom again. But at the minute it just feels really consistent. So I really just want to keep it there. And I feel like this podcast is really helping me do that too. And it's helping me track it. But girls, it's very important to journal. Also, I don't bleed. I've said this before. I don't bleed on my period because I have the coil. So I have to journal when I am pretty sure I'm on my period and like follow my mental state with that as well, because sometimes I just be like, why am I so sad? And then I'm like, it's your period, but you just don't bleed, so you don't know, you know, if that makes sense. My time of the month is kind of very confusing now that I have the coil and I don't bleed. It's weird. But like I said earlier, also gut health is something I want to focus on more. I feel like it's never been a priority of mine, but I just feel like, doesn't it make so much sense? I don't know, it just makes so much sense. I know people probably still think it's taboo, but I know when like all the first discovery and learnings about it, a lot of doctors like, it's taboo, there's no proof, etc. But I just think it makes a lot of fucking sense, and it's something I would like to focus on that bit more. I also saw something about easily bruising. I bruise like a peach, but I don't know if that's gonna be to do with cortisol. I don't know what is easily bruising actually from. I don't really know, but I bruise like a peach. But I also saw something about losing hair, which, girls, before I cut my bob, I got extensions in because I was losing my hair. I was like, not like in a alarming way, but oh my God, I do think Olaplex shampoo might've been snapping off my hair, because apparently that's just actually like so strong in protein that it was too much for my hair. But looking back at that time when I was definitely not fueling my body, I know that I wasn't fueling my body. I think I was just too stressed. I was constantly in fight or flight that I wasn't fueling my body. And I lost hair. My hair got really thin. I lost a lot of it. Me and my hairdresser were genuinely, oh my God, me and Michelle were so concerned. We were like, what the fuck? This is wild. Then I put a few extensions in and then I was just like, these don't feel like me. And that was the start of the bob, which was this time last year, girls. So around this time last year, I noticed, yeah, like my hair was just kind of, yeah. And it was because I wasn't looking after my body 1000%. At the time, I didn't really see it that way. I think I kind of blamed coming off the pill, but maybe it did have a lot to do with the pill. But to be totally honest, looking back, I think it was because I was in fight or flight. I wasn't looking after my body. And I think it might have had a lot to do with that, you know? So girlies, if you relate to any of this, and again, it might not be cortisol. Maybe that's just the big word on TikTok at the minute, but I don't know, it just made sense to me. But maybe you can relate, or maybe these things affect you, but it could be in a different way. You know, it could be, I know PCOS has a lot of these kind of struggles and tiredness, everything. My mom does my B12 injections, my queen. I actually need to get her to do that for me today. I have low B12 and I have low iron, but I've been really bold for taking my iron. But that always helps as well, girls. I highly recommend, especially coming into these months, I actually should get on my, like, a vitamin. I should get back into all my vitamins for this time of the year. We want a good, strong immune system. But girlies, these are just the ways I feel like have really helped my looking after myself. And I don't know, I feel like these things have totally affected my mental health, and it's taken a while, but I feel like I have done a lot of work to change how I speak to myself. And there's always going to be struggles. It's always going to be bad days, but I feel like I've made big steps. And I do think these everyday weekly things do have a lot to do with that. Like, do have so much to do with how I'm feeling and getting to this place of being able to change my thoughts and rewire my brain and work on all this stuff and, you know, work on trauma. I'm such a believer that trauma is trapped in the body. At the minute I'm having like a skin breakout, I'm convinced it's like my skin is like purging all the bullshit that's been in my body. I actually have a sore neck, which is so unlike me. I think I've like pulled something in my neck, but also I'm like, oh my God, I swear to God, this is like all the pain that's been like stuck in my body, leaving my body. You might think I sound crazy, but I'm such a believer that pain and memories stay in your body. I just think it's so fucking true. And I just feel like, I don't know. I just feel different in my body recently. I feel like I'm getting really load of shit. I don't know if you get that. I don't know if you're like that. Maybe I've just lost you because maybe you think I sound crazy. But I am kind of a spiritual gal. Like, I love the tarot card readings. Tarot card readings on my TikTok have been so accurate recently. I don't know. There's something in the air. Maybe it's Halloween. Oh my God, me and Sam are going to be in Salem, in Boston. I wonder, is there like a witch, like a tarot card reader I could go to? I'd love that. Yeah, I don't know. I just kind of like all that spiritual stuff. Okay, so maybe you think I'm crazy, but you know, sometimes you got to believe. So girlies, I'm going to leave it there because, as you know, I could yap forever, but I don't want to bore you. And I hope cortisol, yeah, I'm sure, I might not call the name of the episode something to do with cortisol because you're probably like, well, what the fuck, is she a science research? No, I'm not. So don't take me too seriously, but this is just girl to girl. This is just one of those face times and I had to ring my friend and say, girl, let me talk to you about my cortisol realization, okay? And that was today's conversation. I love you girlies so much. Thank you so much, Naked Fashion. I'll leave the link for you girlies below to shop because I'm obsessed with everything and we are so in our autumn season. Autumn is the time for fashion, okay? I just think it's the best time of year for the fashion, for the outfits, for the sleigh. If you're in work, college, your nights out, go on to Naked Fashion. You'll find something gorgeous. And girlies, love you so much. Thank you so much for listening. As always, I appreciate you so much. You're literally my best friends. And Sam will be on next week and we'll be here to chat to you again. And we love you so much. I love you so much. And thank you. Love you. Bye. Have the best week ever. Bye.